Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
This is the A to Z of Merseyside football with John Keith. We are still going through some C's. We've got some wonderful names to continue with. Some guys who've made some legendary stories about themselves. Let's start with Tony Cotty.
Yes, we spoke about Ray Clements, a man who prevented goals, now a pocket striker who scored them. He became hot property in his rise to prominence from an apprenticeship at his local club, West Ham. But it was Goodison manager Colin Harvey, Steve, who won the race for his talents. Cotty becoming Everton's then record buy at £2.3 million in August 1988. And what a dream start he made, the sort of star players couldn't even think they could make. Scored after 34 seconds at home to Newcastle on his debut, and then went on to complete a hat-trick in a 4-0 win. It was the club's first opening day hat-trick since Jimmy Dunn way back in 1931.
Whoa.
Yeah, we'll speak about Jimmy Dunn when we get to the D's, of course. Now, Cotty knew his way to goal, all right. He won 7 England caps and he finished Everton top scorer in 5 seasons. And this was at a time when it's a little bit of an awkward period at Everton, but he still kept putting the ball in the net. And he scored 99 goals in 241 appearances before he rejoined West Ham in September 1994. And the great thing about Tony was, if you asked him about a goal in a wet February night at Birmingham, he'd tell you every little nuance.
Very intelligent man, yeah.
Very intelligent. But he also kept a very strict personal archive of his career. And he could tell you who he was playing against, what time the goal came. I've never met anyone who avidly logged his career as Tony did. He showed me some of his stuff once.
David Fairclough. He did David, that a bit as well, didn't he?
David, I think, did.
Scrapbooks.
Yes, I think he did, but I've never seen anyone do it quite as avidly as Tony did. Sadly, his only club honour was a League Cup winner's medal, and that was achieved with Leicester when they beat Tranmere 2-1 at Wembley in the 2000 final. And, of course, later in Tony's career, he became one of the few players to appear in all four divisions of the league in one season before he hung up his boots to become a media pundit. And no one more suited to that because great talker, Tony, always was. And if ever we had when I was on the Daily Express at the time, if ever we had a day when it was a slow news day, I'd give Tony a ring and say, Tony, any thoughts about anything? And he'd always help you out. And players like that are worth the weight in gold, not for what they do on the pitch, but the way they help the media.
Ah, the days when you could ring a footballer,
the days
John,
when you could ring a footballer, me. Yes, indeed.
That is long gone. Perhaps his goals deserve more medals.
Yeah, they did, without a doubt, yeah. But he was just a natural goal scorer, and they are not thick on the ground.
No, they're not. Let's move on to another C. This guy's story is fascinating. Signed by Roy Evans, who broke the transfer record for him, Stan Collymore.
Yeah, well, Steve, sometimes a player is remembered for one moment, one incident, or even one goal amongst many he might have scored. Our last inductee today of the C's certainly falls into the latter category. On the night of April the 3rd, 1996, Liverpool's thrilling home game with Newcastle had entered the third minute of stoppage time. The score's 3-3. John Barnes swaps passes with Ian Rush. Rushy then delivers the ball perfectly into the path of Stan Collymore at the far post. Stan grasped the opportunity to score his second goal of the game, send the Kop into ecstasy, and Liverpool have won 4-3. It was the climax to one of the great Anfield contests in which Robbie Fowler had put Liverpool ahead, but Kevin Keegan's visitors came back to twice lead. And Collymore's dramatic winner, Steve, I think somehow defined the explosive personality of the powerful 6'3" England striker, who often made headlines far away from the football pitch. Liverpool boss Roy Evans beat Everton to Collymore's signature, costing them £8.5 million from Nottingham Forest in July 1995, and he proceeded to score 35 goals in 81 appearances before making a £6 million move to Aston Villa 2 years later. At Anfield, he played alongside Rush, Fowler and Owen, and then played opposite Sharon Stone when he ventured into movies. And I last spoke to Stan only a few weeks ago when I appeared on his US-based radio phone-in. He was doing a phone-in from New York. What a character. I mean, whenever he was at a match you were at and he was working with radio, you always knew he was there because somebody said he didn't need a mic because his voice just boomed out. But he is a great character, and I like Stan, to be honest with you.
Not loved by everyone. I mean, he does split opinion. You talked about his different strike partnerships. When he started off, only scored 2 goals in his first 7 matches with Rushie. But if you talk to Robbie Fowler about him, Robbie says he was his favourite strike partnership.
I didn't know that. Those two together, yeah,
absolutely blossom. You think about great Liverpool partnerships up front. To be fair, the two of them was pretty sensational at the time.
Well, it was, and it was in that game we've just talked about that Fowler, he was playing with Fowler in that great Newcastle game, which was a fabulous match.
Absolutely. Stan Collymore, who made, perhaps didn't make as many memories as he or the fans would have wanted, but at the time when he was signed for so much money, we thought we'd bought a Galactico, I think, to Liverpool.
Yes. Well, at the time, too, there was a problem about where he wanted to live. Roy Evans was a bit frustrated because he wanted to stay living in the Black Country near his mother, and Roy wanted him to move closer because sometimes, I think once or twice, getting held up on the motorway, he got late to Melwood late for training, which wasn't the best kind of relationship. But nevertheless, he's got to have his place in the seas, I think, Steve.
Super stuff. Have we got more seas to
come? Oh, we've got more seas.
Plenty
more. We've got
seas.
Including the sad position of Seamus Coleman, who we just wish a very speedy recovery. Philippe Coutinho, I think, has to go in. Now the top-scoring Brazilian ever in Premier League football. He's got to go in. And we've got people like Edgar Chadwick and Jackie Coulter.
We will talk about those next week. One more big plug for a brilliant evening which John is putting on. It's Thursday, the 18th of May. This year, Ray Clements, Bob Latchford, two guys with wonderful, wonderful stories, and it's the Floral Pavilion. So you can find out plenty more from the box office there, but an audience with Clem and Latch. This is the A to Z of Merseyside Football with John Keith.
Steve Hothersall's kick-off.
This is Radio City Talk.